faces, and we've spoken with our neighbors. You know, we really thought this through, and we don't think there would be any ill effects to the neighborhood.
The nearest neighbor's right there at the turnaround, isn't it?
When you say turnaround?
The county turnaround, the cul-de-sac.
So we're on the cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
And then it's about
342 feet to her driveway, from our driveway to her driveway, yeah, property line.
You know, and it's, you know, our, because of the slope of our property, you know, 9-10 months out of the year, you can't even see her home just due to the distance, the, you know, the vegetation, the buffering, that sort of thing. We've got some additional pictures if you're interested, but I think that does a fairly good job of looking at spacing, that sort of thing. You know, there are a couple of other businesses on the road. You know, what used to be Shoji Tabuchi's warehouse is now, you know, Link Electronics. There's a, you know, a lawn care business that's, you know, running his equipment through and that sort of thing. So the neighborhood is pretty used to, you know, business and that sort of thing being there. You know, we're sort of in the same boat as, you know, as one of the previous applicants. You know, when we lived there, you know, we had four kids at home, you know, and so there were five of us burning up and down the road. And you know, with a nightly rental, there will be a lot less traffic, that sort of thing. But,
you know, I didn't realize your property is completely surrounded by the city of Branson except for that one residential parcel.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, we got pretty good.
This
neighbors.
Is all city of Branson. That's the, what do you call it, Randy? Commerce Park. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is just a bank-owned parcel, but it's all in the city.
So where does Timber Lane come out on? To the right?
248. 248. I'll zoom out so that you can see.
The white building?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Bird Road, Flynn Road.
Yeah.
Here's Shipper, the Hills Expressway, and then you just continue north, and then Tuttle Creek Apartments, and then this Timber Lane goes to the west.
I've got some additional photos if you guys are interested. But
any specific questions for the applicant? My only concern would be the in and out of that road, but it seems like that's not really an issue. So,
yeah, I mean, Table Rock Asphalt's close by. I mean, it's a, you know, 248 isn't what it was when I grew up. It's,
yeah,
it's a much nicer road.
Used to be a drive-in out there.
Really?
Right there?
Where?
Just past Shoji, and then on the south side of 248.
Okay. My first adult job was at Table Rock Asphalt. There were a couple of establishments out there, but none of them were drive-ins.
It was in the late 50s, early 60s.
Oh, I'll be sorry.
Just a little bit. Okay, any other questions?
Has the septic been checked? Or?
Scott?
Yes.
Septic been inspected or will be inspected if it?
Well, it's actually a 7-acre parcel, so you didn't require a permit.
Yeah. Okay.
But my experience is, and this is from doing it so many years, that the installers, they don't shortchange their septics because their name's on them. So
yeah,
I didn't have any issue on the ones that we didn't require a permit on because they still put them in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe up for a motion. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I did. Did I? I didn't. Is there anybody in the audience for or against this application? Sorry. Hearing none.
I'll make a motion to approve.
And I'll second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? And the motion on the floor is to approve the application. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Right.
Thank you very much. It's an outhouse at the drive-in. He thinks I'm kidding.
All right, next we've got a four-unit multifamily building located at 2335 State Highway 265 that is currently an existing office building.
Correct. Howard Eisner is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to renovate the existing office building into a four-unit multifamily building for long-term rental located at 2335 State Highway 265, Branson. As per the assessor's information, the parcel is 1.76 acres in size with one structure on that property built in 2003. September 16, 2002, Taney County Planning Commission approved a request by Steve Matlock to construct a doctor's office building, which it was with a residence inside the building. The property will be served by Missouri American Water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Properties to the west are residential parcels. Property to the north and east owned by Branson View Campground, LLC. Property to the south is a vacant two-acre parcel. This project received a total score of 6 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score. Chateau, Table Rock Dam's just a little bit south of us here. This is State Highway 376. The county line's just right there. You can see the line or parcels highlighted. Here we're zoomed in on the parcel. The applicant has upgraded, got a permit to upgrade his septic. I don't know why that's so blurry, but it is. But he's adding 640 lineal feet of lateral, and then the tank, 2,000 added gallons of storage septic tank. So he has this permit in place. And then the staff recommendations are our standard one that we would have, which are development guidance code, compliance with our erosion and stormwater land grading. Division 2 permit would be required for any structures that he would add, which I don't think is a plan, subject to the easements and, of course, to record the decision within 120 days.
Have anything to add?
No, I think as we reviewed last time, the doctor had his medical practice in there and had his home on the top floor, so I'm going to convert that to my, one of the apartments will be my home, and then we're going to add 2 to 3 other ones. The approval, we were looking for 12 bedroom, and it's, I can do it, but it would be a much more expensive system, so to do it conventionally, we're able to add 6, so it gives us a total of 10 bedrooms, so we'll cut back the bedrooms, either do 3 units, or instead of doing 4 bedrooms, do 3 bedrooms. So I would live in the building. The top floor would be my home, and then I'd rent the other 3 out myself.
These are long term.
Long term, yes.
So for this application, is there anybody in the audience for the application that signed up?
Or I'm the neighbor. Myself, as well as the rest of our neighbors, were never notified of this meeting, and so none of us really were able to know about it to get more information. So I didn't know what time the meeting was. I wasn't able to sign one way or another because I didn't know about it.
So where do you live?
I'm directly on my property line. I'm
right next door.
And you're the owner of that shop?
Yes.
And yeah, it was all mailed out, so I don't know.
Well, I didn't receive it. Dwayne Smith didn't receive it. Lenora K. didn't receive it.
I'll look to see if they got bounced back. But.
And Olive Ground View by the Point, he never received it as well. So.
I don't know that they all, we didn't get very many back, so they went to somebody. Yeah.
Lenora K. is not going to lie about it.
No, no, I believe you. I just,
saying,
we can't control the mail. That just shocks me there's so many.
Well,
but.
If one of us wasn't notified or didn't get it, that's understandable. But as I talked to all the neighbors, nobody.
How do we validate mailing? Is it?
It's mailed out, and if it bounces back, we'll put it in the folder. I mean, the actual letters.
And I'm not going to say that the neighbors are all going to be against it. I do know that the neighbor here is potentially, but wants to know more information. So, I mean, knowledge is power. So, and that's how I found out about the meeting. Was a phone call not on the account because he's in Florida and wasn't able to meet.
And he called you and heard about the meeting, or?
He heard about the meeting. And he said that it was a realtor. So I assumed it was Lenore Kay, so I called Lenore Kay.
So we got Don Bullard, didn't pick his up, it came back. Grandview by the Lake Homeowners Association, theirs came back. And the Vineyards Terrace Investments came back. That's only three that came back. Somebody, unless it's like my mail, Kirby Bell, they're picking it up out of the mailbox.
Anyway, that's information.
Okay, well, I appreciate you coming out and give us an update on that. So, specific to the applicant, are there any additional questions or comments about the mailing?
Should have been a posting out by the road, wasn't it?
There was. We've got a picture of it. It was in the newspaper, and that's our statute requirements of notification.
We don't send these registered or certified or anything.
They'd still come back. No. Instead of 50 cents, it'd be $7 a letter, but no.
So it was posted?
Correct.
And it was in the newspaper?
Correct. And those are the only three letters of all of them that were sent.
That came back?
Mm-hmm.
Question? So you didn't get to sign up to speak?
I think he did last minute, so. Yeah.
It's totally up to you guys if you want to allow somebody to speak or not speak. That's your decision.
Well, I think, you know, normally the answer is no, but being that there's a question on being notified in the mailing specifically on this one, I would be open to it if you guys good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to?
Yeah. You're the nearest neighbor there with all that buildings right there behind you.
Yes.
I make a motion. We let this gentleman speak and we hear his opinion of what he thinks of the project is going to be adjacent to him. If we need that in the motion, it's so made.
I don't. I think as chair, I can make that based on the feedback that I've got. So if you want to, yeah.
So. Myself personally, it's one of those things exactly what's going to happen with the building. Obviously, I have retail space next door. It's changing zoning and going to residential. I'm not exactly sure how or if that would affect anything that I would plan to do with my building in the future. However, we have the last call that I got, and the reason that Jeff is so up in arms, which is the gentleman that owns all the property in back, whoever called him, which he didn't know her name, said that it was going to become a rehab center. And if it is going to be a rehab center, I know that that could potentially be something different that we would be opposed to. If it is just multifamily and strictly just rental, that is something I would be in favor of. So that is what he's asking for. But is it possible that I know that that is what the neighbors.
When you're done, we can bring him up here and ask him. And,
okay.
That is
why I'm here to speak on is just knowing if it's going to become a core house or a house similar to what the core program is, which I am in favor of the core program. I mean, I use core guys every single day in my business because they're great, but having them, 20 guys live next door to me could be a different story. So,
well, his wastewater is going to limit. He'll have the ability to have two occupants per bedroom because of his wastewater system. So he's going to a 10. There'll be so many occupants that he wouldn't be able to overload that because of his wastewater system.
Okay.
That is just
one of those things where I got a lot of really strange information from Jeff, and so therefore I came to see what was going on.
Appreciate you doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the confusion for that comes, last time I was here, I told you that I bought some different apartment complexes. And I also managed one out in Kirbyville. So in Kirbyville, we came across